In studio with us this morning is Cindy Kochman, Superintendent of Schools for Bueller USD 313. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Nick. It's a beautiful May Day.
It really is. And again, match day for the Hutchinson Community Foundation is today. If you want to go give in person, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Wiley Building is the time to do that. We had a chance to talk to Aubrey Abbott Patterson yesterday, but one of the 38 groups that you can give to is the Bueller Education Foundation. So if you want to give to the long-term stuff that the school finance formula doesn't cover, this is an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for every dollar that you give and designate to the Bueller Education Foundation. It's a match of another dollar, which is, you know, goes to our endowment fund. Not only can you give at the Wiley Building, but Bueller Education Foundation has a special location in Bueller this morning at the Mustard Seed. So what a great reason to go down and get a cup of coffee and a cinnamon roll and to donate to the Bueller Education Foundation this morning.
And tell Carla that Cindy sent you.
Absolutely. There's nothing better than a mustard seed cinnamon roll.
Oh yeah, no kidding about that. And the Senate and House up in Topeka passed a bill that, frankly, how do I put this? No news is good news. It doesn't do a ton this year, at least in terms of changing things.
Yeah, I mean, last year, you know, they had that kitchen sink bill that they called it. They put everything in. This year, it was pretty decent. And there's a lot of bipartisanship this year, which was really exciting to see. We haven't had that for a while. And so it was really exciting to see some bipartisanship coming together to pass Senate Bill 73. So it passed some of our funding. It did change the way our current year funding enrollment works. You have some choices, and for next year, you have the choice of doing the highest of your current or prior year enrollment. And for next year only, they added that you could do the current or the prior year or the average of the prior and the second prior preceding year. That's kind of confusing. So basically, it helps growing districts because they're allowing you to use your current year. And for 1 year, as we adjust to that, because they took away the second prior year of the highest FTE, they say, okay, well, you can either use the current year. That will help our growing districts. And for 1 year only, to help, you know, so there's not a big drop off in funding, you can average your second prior or preceding year. And that kind of helps everybody. I think that was probably the best of both worlds that we could have asked for the funding. There are some other little things part of that that are kind of exciting that I want to talk about. One of them is the AOK scholarship, and I don't know if this has gotten much press. It's a new scholarship that's open to first-generation college students, and they've added students whose parents are employed as a teacher or a paraeducator at any grades pre-K through 12, and so that's kind of exciting for us. One other thing that maybe probably affects our area community is the participation of virtual schools in Keshia activities. And this is a little bit of a tweak. Last year, they added if you are homeschooled, you could participate in your home school or your district school Keshia activities. Well, this year they added a virtual school would have to have no minimum enrollment requirement to participate in their district of residence. So enrollment requires that they have to, if they're going to participate in a Keshia activity, that has to be in their home school. So you could be enrolled in someone else's virtual school and participate in your home school's Keshia activities. So that will be a little bit of an adjustment. It also changed the virtual funding a little bit on how it works, but they just tweaked it a little bit. So not like 20 different things, but there's a few changes for our school systems again next year, but nothing like open enrollment was last year.
All right. And they are allowing a group to start their work on when the current funding formula sunsets here in a couple of years.
Correct. Yes. So they set up a school funding or a school finance committee to start looking at how are we going to change school funding to better meet the needs of our current school systems. And as you said, the funding formula actually has a sunset year. And so they set that up years ago when they created this funding formula. However, it's interesting, the funding formula has been tweaked every year since. So I'm not sure what it meant, like the funding formula itself. Every year, it seems like it's tweaked a little bit, but you're correct. You know, it's going to get a big overhaul. So it'll be interesting to see what that committee does with our school finances.
Well, and also a reminder that between now and 2027, there's another gubernatorial election. So there's likely going to be at least some changes. Well, there definitely will be a change in the governor because Governor Kelly is term limited. So we'll see what happens when that all comes around here in a couple of years, but they're at least starting that process.
Yeah. And, you know, we were also thankful for our SPED funding coming through just a little bit. They really came through on the SPED funding. We've been preaching and shouting from the rooftops to fund SPED. And so it's not such a burden on our local communities. And they did step that up. We're yet to see how they're going to distribute the $72 million they assigned to SPED. But it is good news for school districts. And they got a lot of good feedback. And they listened. And I think, again, bipartisanship is amazing when it works.
Some good news for folks that are looking for a way to feed the kiddos over the summer vacation periods. All the schools around were able to do it during COVID, but then Bueller wasn't able to, but now it sounds like you're going to be able to start up again.
Absolutely. We're so excited about it. Robin McGlynn, our food service director, she's phenomenal, and she's done a lot of research. You know, the law changed this year to offer it to schools that qualify at 50% free and reduced. And we have one school that qualified, and that was in Bueller. And so we're going to serve these meals starting May 28th to August 2nd. And we're going to serve them out of Bueller High School. And we're excited about it. You can drive through and pick up a hot lunch with breakfast for the next day. And so it'll feed your student lunch and breakfast. And so you can go through every day, get yourself breakfast and lunch. And the first time that you go through, your student will have to be with you. And then after that, you'll be given a number so you can show the next time you pick it up that you don't have to, you know, pack all the five or six kids or what do you have there and go through the drive through. You just show your number and pick up the meals. And this is really good. You don't have to just be a Bueller student. This is good for any students that are needing meals and just ages 1 through 18. And so, you know, I know that Hutchinson has been blessed to offer this in various locations, and they'll continue to do that too. But it's just nice now to have a location in the town of Bueller also. She's excited. She's working with some camps. I know our band camp, they're going to feed our band camp that program, whether they're different activities that are at our high school. We'll actually have breakfast and lunch for them when they come in now. Really excited about it. You know, having a hot lunch and a meal is so important for our students during the summer when they're not able to be in our buildings.
Yeah, and again, you'll have that. Here in Hutchinson, 308 hasn't put out their schedule yet, but I'm sure they'll do it. They've done it for the last several years.
Absolutely.
And 309 usually is able to do it in South Hutch. I'll have to double check with them, but that's usually what they're able to do. So if you're in the area now with Bueller having a location, there's a place close to you where your kids can go get lunch.
Absolutely. You know, and Inman is close to Bueller. We'll be sharing this information with Inman too. We will put all of the locations of Three Meals in our area on our website and our Facebook page soon. As soon as, you know, school is out, we'll start pushing those dates and those locations out for all of the areas because we don't want any child to go hungry.
All right. And we're just not that far away from graduation, believe it or not. Just 2 or 3 weeks is all.
Oh, man. It's hard to believe. May 10th. That's like, you know, a week from the Saturday. So yeah, we're excited. We got a group of graduates going through. They do some fun stuff at the end of the school year. It's wrapped up, but they walk through the elementary buildings. That's kind of a new thing. The last few years with schools, you'll see the graduates walking through their elementary buildings that they went to. It's an emotional time and a time to reminisce and thank the teachers and revisit their roots a little bit. And then we graduate at 10 o'clock on Saturday at the sports arena. Come out and support our graduates. It's such a celebration, you know. It's a time of a lot of reminiscing and celebrating. It's fun to witness and be a part of.
All right. And also, the open enrollment folks, for those that want to be a part of Bueller USD 313 and aren't already and don't live in the district, what do they need to know?
So on June 1st to June 30th, you can apply. There is a form on our website that you can have. It's an open enrollment form. You just fill that out anytime between June 1st and on June 30th. And actually, you could start now. We have it posted, and the law just says you have to have it open from June 1st to June 30th. But it's open right now. You can go in, fill it out. You'll enter your name into a lottery. We have on June 1st, the open seats for each grade level will be posted. The board has already voted on those, so we'll get those posted probably towards the end of May. But we have openings in every grade level. We have a few that are smaller openings, you know, just like, you know, 1 to 5, but there are some that we have great big openings for. We had smaller class sizes, so we welcome people to join Bueller School USD 3 and 3. Then the lottery will be drawn by July 15th. By July 15th, the law says it has to be done. We'll probably do ours in early July. Maybe that first month, that July 10th, that first Monday coming back, we'll probably do our lottery then and notify parents if they're in, because we also want to know as early as possible, and their homeschool districts would want to know as soon as possible. But we would love to have you be a part of USD 3 and 3. Our virtual school is also taking applications right now. So lots going on. With lots of choices, great opportunities for education in Reno County. Bueller Schools is just wonderful. Happy to be a service to our community.
Again, we can talk a lot more as the summer goes along. But what we'll do, I think, Cindy, is have you back in August just to talk before school gets started. And hard to believe, but have a good summer.
Absolutely. It's fun to say, right? And it's May Day. So, yeah. I mean, right, today's May. Tomorrow it'll feel like July. So, yes, hope you guys have a great couple months.